The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 19, Text Number 8, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on April 12, 2015, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sura asura va api ata va anara nara sarva atmana ya su kritagyam utamam vajeta ramam Manuja Akritam Harim Ya Uttaran Anayat Koshalan Divyam Iti Sarva Sarva Vapyata Vatsaros Nara Vanaro. Yeah, my eyes are a little blurry here. Saro saro vapyata vanaro nara. Saratmana yasukritagyam uttamam. Vajeta ramang manujakritam harim. Ya uttaram anayat koshalan divamiti. Saro saro vapyata vanaro nara. Saratmana yasukritagyadam uttamam. Vajeta ramang manujakritam harim. Ya uttaram anayat koshalan divam iti. Saro saro vapyata vanaro nara. Sarvatmanaya sukritabhyam uttamam. Bhajeta ramang manujakritam harim. Ya uttaram anayat koshalan divam iti. Sara demigod, asara demon, va api, or ata, therefore, va or anada, other than a human being. Bird, beast, animal, and so on. Nara, a human being. Sarva atmana, wholeheartedly. Ya, who? Sukritagyam, easily made grateful. Uttamam, most highly elevated. Vajeta, should worship. Ramam, Lord Ramachandra. Manuja Akritim, appearing as a human being. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ya, who? Uttaran, of northern India. Anayat, brought back. Koshalan, the inhabitants of Koshala Desh. Ayodhya, Divam, in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than a man, such as a beast or a bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for He accepts even a small service offered by His devotee. Thus He is satisfied, and as soon as He is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Ramachandra is so kind and merciful to His devotees that He is very easily satisfied by a little service rendered by anyone, human or not. This is the special advantage of worshiping Lord Ramachandra. And there is the same advantage in worshiping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, in the manner of Kshatriyas, sometimes allowed or sometimes show their mercy by killing asuras. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded love of God without difficulty, even to the asuras. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but especially Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and later Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered many of the living entities present before them, indeed, almost all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in the six-armed form of Shadbhujmurti, which is a combination of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Shadbhujmurti, the form of the Lord with six arms, two arms of Lord Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna, and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadnya Deshatarine.
So, these lords, Ramachandra, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very, very kind. We need all the mercy we can get. We're in a very fallen state at the present moment. We're captivated by lust, by anger, by greed, by madness, illusion, envy. It's been going on since time immemorial to the 8,400,000 species. It's actually a nightmare. We are living in a nightmare, literally speaking. Trying to imitate Krishna. So we fallen, we poor fallen souls need all the mercy we can get. So these lords, Ramachandra, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, visible in Shadbhuj Murti, they have so kindly agreed to give us their blessings, their mercy, especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, they killed the asuras. Lord Chaitanya is also killing asuras, not by arrows, but by this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. By this chanting of Hare Krishna, the demoniac mentality which has been haunting us, tormenting us, enslaving us for millions and billions of lifetimes, that demoniac mentality can be kicked out once and for all. This mantra is so powerful. There are millions of mantras in the Vedic wisdom. Millions and millions of mantras. But according to the Kali Santa-Ana Upanishad, this particular mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, is especially powerful and potent to bring one to the transcendental position of self-realization in this age of Kali. So who is that fool who would not chant Hare Krishna? Well, that's practically the entire world population right now. 99.999%, they're fools. Somehow or other, we were also fools, but somehow by that mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we were captured in this net. Somehow we were captured. So now, just as Prabhupada has been so kind to us, Prabhupada's disciples have been so kind to us, we all have our stories how we came to Krishna consciousness. Some devotee was kind to us, merciful. Some devotee brought the mercy of Krishna to us by his kind dealings, you see. So now we have to do that. Just as these lords are very merciful, we have to be very, very merciful ourselves. Very tolerant of the offenses of others. Always trying to give them, just like the mother. Even the child is kicking the mother, she's doing. Still, she's very affectionate to the child. So in this way, we have to be very, very kind. Of course, this immediately reminds us of Lord Nityananda. He was smashed on the head with the clay liquor pot. Can you imagine some contaminated liquor pot on the head of Lord Nityananda? The blood is oozing out. Lord Chaitanya wants to kill these rascals, Siddhishandisk, kill them. But no, oh my Lord, in this age, everyone has fallen like this. If you kill them, you have to end up killing everyone. So please, my dear Lord, you kindly spare them. So we see even more powerful mercy in Lord Nityananda. So if we can take full advantage of this mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Ramachandra, make our lives successful. Learn the art of how to become fully absorbed in Krishna bhakti in all times, all places and all circumstances. Actually, Krishna is acting in every situation. Is there any situation that Krishna's energy is not acting? Krishna's energy is acting in every situation. So we just have to learn how to connect with it. That's called Krishna consciousness. Our society is called the International Society for Krishna Consciousness because we, the members, are supposed to be in a state known as Krishna Consciousness. It's not just a slogan. Understand? It's the reality that we are supposed to embrace within our hearts at every minute. Unfortunately for us neophytes, it's sometimes an elusive butterfly. We try to capture it, but it keeps flying away. I'm trying to be Krishna conscious, but my mind is diverted by this, diverted by that, again and again and again. You see? Therefore, Krishna says, yato yato nishchalati manaschantalamastaram. From wherever your mind wanders, you have to grab it and bring it back. But you know, that chapter 6 is especially for the yogis. For the bhaktas, there's a higher understanding than capturing the runaway mind. Of course, that is also there as neophytes, but Rupa Goswami very nicely describes Tunde tandamani vitang bitanite tandavali lamdi karna kradakadamani gati gati pradar kanarbari braspeham chaita pangana sangini vijayatin sarvendayanam pritam najani janita kriyad viramitai krishnaiti varna divai. Rupa Goswami is not fighting to control his mind. So we should learn from him. We are called Rupanugas, Prabhupada says, because we are followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. He is teaching in this very nice mantra, which Prabhupada was very fond of. He told George Harrison to make a song out of it. That's how much Prabhupada wanted this mantra to become known to the world. The translation goes like this: I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I vibrate Krishna, Krishna is literally dancing on my tongue, oozing out so much nectar that my one little teeny weeny mouth can't hold hardly any of it. So therefore I need to have billions of mouths to capture the nectar. And then when Krishna entered the holes of my ears, enters the holes of my ears, there's so much nectar, I need trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of ears to capture at least a little bit of that nectar that's oozing out of Krishna, shooting out from Krishna, actually. And then he says, when Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, it's like here we have the courtyard of our temple. The heart also has a courtyard. And the name of Krishna is meant to dance in the courtyard of your heart. He says, when Krishna is dancing in the courtyard of my heart, I'm stunned, I'm paralyzed. My mind is completely conquered. So on one level, you know, you got to bring the mind back. That little rascal keeps running away, looking at those girls, thinking about money, thinking about prestige, this and that. You see, that little rascal mind, grab him. But a higher level is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Where the mind is completely captured. So, somehow, brother, we have to learn to develop a taste. Nama ruchi. We have to get a taste for the name. So what is the prerequisite to get a taste for the name according to Srila Rupa Goswami? Nishta. You must have firm faith. And what is the qualification to have firm faith? You have to become free of the anartas, anarta nivritti. The lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, envy. Prabhupada said 75%. You can be 75% free of all the dirt in your heart, then you achieve what's called anarta nivritti. So we have to strive to get free of this dirt. We cannot cater to the lusty, angry, greedy, envious desires anymore. We have to say, no. Mr. Lust, no. Mr. Anger, no. Mr. Greed, no. Nahi, 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 nahi. Get out. I want nothing to do with you guys. You see? In this way, you have to become Goswami. We're all meant to be Goswamis in ISKCON. You see? Masters of our senses, not just our sannyasis. Every one of us, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Brahmachari, everyone, man, woman, child, Everyone in this moment must become Goswami, master of the senses. Vacha vega manasa krodha vegam. Etan veganyo bishahete dera sarvamapi mam pratibim shushushat. In this way. You want to see the Krishna consciousness movement spread? It's a very simple formula. Become Goswami. Anyone who actually becomes a master of his senses, he becomes very, very powerful for spreading this movement all over the world. That is the statement of Rupa Goswami. So just become a Goswami. Master your senses. Don't let your mind dictate to you. You dictate to your mind. Mind, that's not on the agenda. Sorry. Lust is not on the agenda. Greed is not on the agenda. Anger is not on the agenda. Sorry, mind. If you wanted to watch those programs, you're on the wrong channel. This is the Hare Krishna channel here. It's not the porno channel. It's the Hare Krishna channel. There's no porno here. So, this way one has to discipline the mind, become Goswami. Then he becomes a powerful preacher. Then he can make thousands and millions of devotees all over the world, you see. This is the caliber of devotees we need to train up in our society. If we are going to do our duty, Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, become guru and deliver the whole world. Well, how much have we, of the world have we delivered so far? What percentage? 0.00000. Very small percentage. But we have one thing to our advantage, and that is we have the power of leveraging. Because it's stated that even one person who is a pure devotee can deliver the whole universe. This is why the pure devotee spiritual master, he is called Jagat Guru, one who can deliver the entire universe. So we need to become like them, very fixed up in pure bhakti. That will make us happy, and then we can make the whole world happy. We were studying yesterday, I was giving the Hindi Bhagavatam class yesterday morning. Prabhupada explains it very, very wonderfully in the purport. I had actually bookmarked it in my database a long time ago, a wonderful quote. He's saying that by this Krishna consciousness movement, there will be no scarcity if by this Harinam Sankirtan Yajna, if it's adopted by the world population, there'll be no more scarcity. He said, not even in industrial enterprises. Even industry will go on very nicely. You see, agriculture, everything, government, everything will go on very, very nicely just simply by the wide scale propagation of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. So the more we connect with Krishna, the more we become empowered to connect others with Krishna. And the more you become empowered to connect others with Krishna, the more you become pleasing to Krishna. And the more you become pleasing to Krishna, the more you become connected with Krishna. So we have a geometric progression here. Somehow or other, get in the mood of a Goswami. One who wants to conquer his senses and give Krishna consciousness to others. Somehow or other, grab a hold of this mood. And once you get into this mood, it just takes off like a rocket. Your Krishna consciousness will take off like a rocket. You just have to embrace this mood. Revolutionize your consciousness and revolutionize the world. This is our duty. It's our family business. Become pure devotees and to revolutionize the world society. Prabhupada has given us this mission. If we take it with full sincerity of attitude, with enthusiasm, Krishna will surely bless us. This is a wonderful instruction I got directly from Prabhupada when I first joined ISKCON. It was back in Austin in 1971. And there was a very wonderful devotee named His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami who came to town. And he created a revolution in that town in Austin. And he really went in to spread the movement. And he was really into spreading the movement. He was very, very determined and enthusiastic to spread this movement like wildfire. And he was doing it. It was awesome. He came to Austin all by himself with no money, no musical instruments, not even a pair of cartels. All he had was his hands and his voice. And he stood out on the street and he clapped his hands and sang and immediately attracted a following. Immediately. Within a few minutes, he was so powerful. So he convinced me, actually, I should give my life to Prabhupada. And so, when I got initiated, I missed the cut for the big yoga in L.A. And we all went out to L.A. and San Francisco. So I wasn't, you had to be in for 6 months in those days. So I'd only been for like 5 months, so I missed the cut for the initiation yoga. So I had to go back to Austin as Bhakta Steve. Well, they called me Steve Prabhu, actually, because I had done 10 BTGs. I got the title Prabhu. Steve Prabhu, 10 BTGs. Earned me the title Prabhu. So I got initiated by a letter from London on August 12, 1971. Prabhupada wrote the most wonderful letter, from my perspective, the most wonderful letters ever written in the history of the universe, my initiation letter, accepting me and two other boys, Palashcha and Parashara Das, as his disciples. So normally you're there, you give the dakshina in at the yajna, but Prabhupada's all the way on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So I mailed my guru dakshina into Prabhupada. Now I get to write him a letter. Oh wow, this is great. I get to write Prabhupada a letter along with my dakshina. And I tell Prabhupada, I want to spread this movement, because that was Vishnujana Swami's move. I picked it up. And Prabhupada wrote me back. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. He said, just continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So what are you supposed to do with the order of the spiritual master? Is that some optional thing? Take it or leave it? Or is it your life and soul to obey the order of your spiritual master? What is it?
Life and soul,
that's right. So Prabhupada ordered me to always be enthusiastic. And he gave me a little boon. If you do this, you're going to get the blessings of Krishna. So I embraced that order. And I'm still enthusiastic. After 44 years through... We've seen so many ups and downs in ISKCON, especially after Prabhupada's disappearance. It was rather bleak days, very trying days, when just after Prabhupada left. But I always maintain. Prabhupada told me to always be enthusiastic. I always maintain it. Come hell or high water, I'm going to stay enthusiastic about this movement, about this process, no matter what happens, you see. And it worked. Prabhupada was right. I'm seeing Krishna is showering so many blessings upon me. So this is a universal principle. It's not just for Sankarshan Das. It's a universal principle. If you will always be enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness, utsahan is the first thing mentioned by Rupa Goswami, enthusiasm. Enthusiastic to get up in the morning, enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna, enthusiastic to honor Prasadam, enthusiastic to distribute books, enthusiastic to do kirtan, enthusiastic to manage temples, whatever your service is, be enthusiastic about your service, to raise a family in Krishna consciousness. Whatever your service is, be very enthusiastic to do it the best possible way you can do it. If you're cooking an offering, make it the best possible offering. If you're preaching to someone, give them the best possible taste you can of Krishna consciousness. If you're giving a lecture, try to make the most attractive, powerful lecture they've ever heard. You see, in this way, try to do everything first class, wherever you go. That enthusiasm will attract very special blessings from Krishna, that's the thing. And that's all we really live for. All we really live for is to please Krishna, and to please Guru, and to please Vaishnavas. That's our life and soul. Their pleasure is our goal. We have nothing else to live for. Sense gratification is nowhere. It's a dead-end street. Literally, it's a dead-end street. The only thing that can actually satisfy you is to satisfy Krishna, satisfy Guru, and to satisfy the Vaishnavas. So we should always live in this way. I must satisfy Krishna, I must satisfy Guru, I must satisfy Srila Prabhupada, I must satisfy the devotees by my thoughts, my words, my deeds in all times, places, and circumstances. So we can be introspective. You can analyze do a psychoanalysis of yourself at every minute. Well, what am I thinking about right now? Is it if devotees could see what's going on in my brain right now, where they say, oh, this devotee is very Krishna conscious. Or would they see, oh, he's really off the track. You see? You should always be observing your consciousness. Am I on track or am I off the track? This is called introspection. You should always be introspective. Am I on the track or am I off the track? Am I in the right state of consciousness or in the wrong state of consciousness? So in this way, one has to become expert, master of the senses, of the chief of which is the mind. If you can do this, then you will be happy in all circumstances. The external situation won't matter anymore. One godbrother, many years ago, he wrote Prabhupada, he said, Srila Prabhupada, actually, previously he had said, Prabhupada, I'm not happy as a brahmacharya, I want to get married. All right, take a wife. And he said, Prabhupada, now I'm not happy as a married man, can you give me sannyas? He's like, you know, the grass is green on the other side of the fence. The cow, you see, is eating the grass here. But on the other side of the fence, the cow is thinking, it must be better on the other side of the fence. So the cow sticks his head through the fence for the grass on the other side. It's the same grass. It's because it's on the other side of the fence, therefore it must be better. So I'm a brahmachari, but those grihasthas, they get to have an intimate relationship with a woman, so it must be better. But then he tries it out and said, no, it's better to be a sannyasi. Prabhupada wasn't pleased with his attitude. Oh yes, go for sannyasi. No, he said, he told him that your problem is your lack of Krishna consciousness. Well, it's not the ashram you're in, it's your lack of Krishna consciousness. That's the problem. So sometimes we do have to adjust our external situations. Prabhupada allowed for that. But you have to understand there is no material adjustment which can bring satisfaction to the self. Absolutely none. The only thing that can really satisfy the self is ahaitakiyapratiyatayaratmasuprasediti. Pure unalloyed devotional service is the only thing that can satisfy the self. So, always stay focused on developing pure unalloyed devotional service within your heart. That's what you have to do every day. Not that, well, I need a better position, I need to be a manager, I need to be a this or a that, I need to be a sannyasi, I need to be a grihastha. These changes can be made, but they are not as important. They're not as essential as the only thing that really matters is, are you focused on giving your heart completely to Krishna? Giving your love fully to Krishna? That's the only place you're going to find happiness and satisfaction, when you give your love to Krishna. So in this way, let us stay focused on how we can actually please Srila Prabhupada, how we can please the Vaishnavas, how we can please our initiating gurus, our temple managers, how we can please our co-workers, our subordinates, how we can please everyone by our consciousness and our dealings, by focusing on pure Krishna consciousness. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Written questions are handy because after joining the brahmacharya life, devotee increasing the medical bill of ISKCON, reasons behind it. This is a managerial thing. Somebody may have, I don't understand what the question is. After joining the brahmachari life, devotee increasing the medical bill of ISKCON, what the reasons behind it? Well, he must be sick. What can he do? We all need to master our senses, conquer our senses, become Goswamis. When we say no, no to our lusty desires, sometimes these desires come back even more strongly. What is the other way to master our sense? Well, while you're saying no to your senses, you have to say yes to Krishna. To simply say no, 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 that's the Mayavadis, 1918, 1918. That's not enough. You have to say, while you're saying no to Krishna, no to Maya, you have to say yes to Krishna. Yes, my Lord Krishna, now I'm your eternal servant. Yes, my dear Lord, please engage me always in thinking of you, pleasing you, serving you in all situations. Then you'll be in good shape. Say no to Maya and yes to Krishna. What is the austerity of the mind? To always remember Krishna. How to please the Guru? By always remembering Krishna. It's simple, isn't it? Always remember Krishna. One boy said, you know, I'm in fear. I'm a state of fear. I said, because you're forgetting Krishna. As soon as you remember Krishna, all the fear is gone. Try to serve Guru to the best of my ability, but sometimes harsh dealings of others affect me, shaking my enthusiasm. How to remain focused, being immune to our surroundings? Well, you have to learn how to bounce off of your surroundings, because all of you, the surroundings are not disconnected from Krishna. Every external thing that's happening in the world is all orchestrated by Krishna simply to help you come closer and closer to Him. Krishna has the amazing ability to do a custom orchestration of all of His energies for every single jiva soul. It's inconceivable, but there's a custom arrangement of Krishna's energies for every single jiva soul to come back to Him. You are very special to Krishna, just like Shudakirti Prabhu mentioned in his book. Everyone was special to Prabhupada. Every disciple was special. So Krishna, same thing. Every single jiva is very, very special to Krishna. And the whole energy of Krishna is going on in such a way just to facilitate that jiva's coming back to Krishna as soon as possible. So you'll see every external situation as something to help you become more Krishna conscious. So if there's some harsh dealings from others, well, it's a chance for you to increase your tolerance. To not the peace. This is Krishna's special mercy. This person just slapped me in the face. Wow, what a great opportunity I have to learn tolerance. One time a brahmachari got really in the pujari room, got really mad at me, and he punched me in the pujari room. I didn't punch him back, I just said, Prabhu. Or maybe I was a little puffed up, but I said, you just hit a Brahmin. Like, you know, you're not supposed to hit Brahmins. That was my response. I just gave him a philosophical, instead of fighting back, I just gave him a philosophical point. And even he was expecting me to fight back, you know. He wanted to have a fist fight in the Bajari room. But I just said, Prabhu, you just hit a Brahmin. And he was completely, he blew his mind. So you have to take every situation. How can I use this situation become more and more dear to Krishna? If I can only be Krishna conscious when things are going nicely, what is that called? A fair weather friend and a sunshine patriot. You see, I'm loyal when things are going nice. When things are going bad, I'm gone, you see. A devotee knows how to always be loving and kind to others, even if he's being grossly mistreated by others. So if someone's harassing you, special mercy. Take it as special mercy to help you develop the quality of tolerance, because the result of developing that quality of tolerance is you will get a very special thing called Namaruchi. You see, one who knows how to tolerate any and all circumstances, he can actually taste the nectar of Krishna, 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 Krishna. Okay, being enthusiastic about our practical services causes the thought of those services to infiltrate our mind during japa. What should be done? Actually, it's wonderful. You think, oh, I'm really looking forward to cleaning the stool room. I'm really looking forward to going on book distribution. I'm looking forward to, you know, offering an art. It's nice if you feel that enthusiasm. But bring your mind back to the holy names, because let's say you're looking forward to offering the RT later on, or going out on book distribution later on, you see. And then, you know, while your japa is going on, your mind is thinking, oh, I'm really looking forward to offering that RT or getting out on book distribution. Well, why don't you enhance the experience you're going to have on book distribution or offering the RT by going deeper into the japa? In other words, everything we do is completely connected. What you're doing right now is having an impact on what you're going to be doing later on. It's all connected. So if you're thinking that the RT is going to be really ecstatic, that book distribution is going to be the supreme nectar, then to enhance the nectar of being on book distribution or doing that RT, try going deeper into the japa, because that will take you to a higher level of Krishna consciousness that will give you more relish, more enlivenment, more juice from offering the RT or from book distribution in this way. Historically, bhakti tradition have broken all the barriers which restricted people from practicing devotional service. Devotees sought their inspiration from great devotees, disregarding all consideration of guru, parampara, scriptures, and so on. Do you see that these days guru, sadhu, shastra are overly emphasized? Well, there's no such thing as overemphasizing guru, sadhu, and shastra. It's not possible. How you can overemphasize guru, sadhu, and shastra is not possible. But you're mentioning inspiration from great devotees, disregarding all consideration of guru parampara. That's included within guru sadhu. It's not something different. Prabhupada was very fond of that prayer by that Maharaj Kulashekar. He was not in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but Prabhupada was very, very fond of that prayer of Maharaj Kulashekar. So Prabhupada also very much appreciated Lord Jesus Christ. I know in my own life of coming to Krishna consciousness, that was a very important step for me. Actually, I was reading the Bible, trying to understand what made Jesus Christ the enlightened soul that he was. He was a model for me, a role model. Here's an enlightened soul. What was his secret? How did he achieve this exalted state? I wanted to know how to do that. And I was reading the Bible, trying to figure out how he did that. And one day I found him. Christ says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. It's actually the other side of Sarvadaman Parijaja. It's the same thing from a different perspective. So I said, that's it. You just got to do what God wants. So I tell people I'm a Hare Krishna Christian, or a Christian Hare Krishna, because to me Lord Jesus is a very important person. He helped me to come to this movement. So I certainly don't think that Guru Sadhu Shastra means you can't appreciate great saintly teachers who are not in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Prabhupada certainly didn't limit it. Prabhupada very much appreciated Lord Jesus. He very much appreciated Kulashekar's prayer. We aren't limited to getting inspiration only within our sampradaya. Any personality who exhibits saintly qualities is very much appreciated by us. And it's not that by emphasizing our guru parampara that we're cutting ourselves off from other sources. Mirabai, Prabhupada also appreciated Mirabai, you see. You're not cutting yourself off from, if you appreciate Jesus, and now I'm cutting myself off from Lord Chaitanya. No, it's not true. All these great personalities, they are of one purpose. They are for pleasing the Supreme Person, and they are for inspiring us also to live lives that are completely pleasing to the Supreme Person. So I don't think that you know, being inspired by other great personalities in any way minimizes guru, sadhu, and shastra. It actually increases it. increases it. Okay, I have one more here and then we'll call it quits. Even after chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, why is there so much disharmony in the family of devotees? Because you have disharmony in your heart, Prabhu. You're looking at the family, oh, look at all that disharmony out there. This is your disharmonious state of consciousness. Why don't you make yourself harmonious? You see? And then by your example, the community of devotees will become more harmonious. So Prabhupada said, physician, heal thyself. You're finding fault with the family of devotees? Well, you find fault with yourself, rascal. Correct yourself. And then by your example, the whole community will come to a higher level of consciousness. Okay, we'll stop there. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.